Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Chiraw.
That would be a little weird. No way you're saying that right.
All right, I'll get your opinion. Cheraw.
Cheraw.
Was Sean Connery doing it?
Cheraw.
Ah, Cheraw. It's what Tyler's mother said last night. Wherever you are in a great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Guys, it's always grilling season here in the South. Doesn't matter if it's raining, doesn't matter if it's cold, doesn't matter if it's hot. We get outside, we're going to be cooking out. Make beef the star of the show. Nobody complains when they show up at the cookout. And steak, brisket, tri-tip is on the menu. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Excuse me. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything under one roof at College Corner with the logos that you want, the state script, the interlocking, the M over S, it's all right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet. They're in Flowood by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a banker that knows you by name, not just by your account number. A banker that treats you like a neighbor, not a number. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Busy day on social media for some. Glad that you guys.
The joke that you made, you've given credit now to Ryan.
Yes,
Nelson.
He put it in a group text, and I was like, I'm stealing that. I just thought, I didn't know I was. It was gonna. I'm not saying it's going viral, but I'm getting close to 1,000 likes. So I was like, I got to give the man some credit at some point.
So my question is, I know that you have some really good jokes. I know that you're quite a witty individual.
I can be at times. Yeah.
How many of your jokes come from the Nelsons?
So from that group
percentages.
Text, from that group text.
The group text as a whole.
Yeah, because the McDuff is in there. Stephen Augustinelli is in there. A couple other folks. I would say it's not a large percentage. I would say a greater percentage of Stephen's tweets that are funny come from the group than mine.
Yeah.
Because I'm the guy who's like, hey, I can't tweet this, but. But
yeah,
this one I knew I could get away with. So I did. I told him I was stealing it. I was just like, I'm taking that one. That one's
I like it. It was good. It was really good.
That was a fantastic joke. I thought it was hilarious. That was one that like got a legit like guffaw when I read it. I was like, that's too good not to share. So I used my platform for good. Speaking of using my platform,
I don't think
for good,
Hugh Freeze is, but
well, he uses it for something. Speaking of using our platform for good, if you didn't already, check out the interview we did yesterday with the guys from Kappa Sig Fraternity about the Charity Bowl. I want you guys to make a donation and help these guys out. They raised almost over $500,000 last year, and that money is getting spent here in Mississippi. It's getting spent worldwide with the Reclaim Project. So check that interview out. The links to donate are in the description of the podcast if you haven't done so already. All right. Let's jump into the rumblings. The rumblings, of course, are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. No mention of social media disasters, but regardless. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. I just picture somebody from Paul Davis grabbing Hugh's phone and being like, no more. Problem solved.
Instead of restoring this, we're going to destroy
We're going
it.
to do not restore, destroy is what we're going to do.
Exactly.
That's how we're going to make that work. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home, business, or social media reputation to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them today at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, in the Tupelo area, maybe in Auburn. Paul Davis Restoration. All right.
Perhaps.
Perchance. Let's just jump right in. Ryan Reynolds, the actor. What professional championship is the hardest to win?
Baseball be up there.
Baseball would certainly be up there. 162 game season,
Yeah.
four rounds of playoffs. I mean, you basically have to win, especially now, right now with the Dodgers the way they are. I mean, you're gonna have to beat them. I mean, they're a juggernaut team right now. That's one. I might throw the World Cup in there. Because you now we're talking about an international competition. You're facing the best from around the world. Maybe an Olympic gold medal might be the same way.
I just think about baseball is a very, the best team in baseball, don't want to say rarely, but a lot of the time the best team in baseball does not win at
Oh,
all.
yeah.
A little more in the
Well,
MLB,
I mean, last year
but
alone, the World Series went to Game 7, and the Blue Jays were on the verge of winning that. The Blue Jays weren't the best team in baseball last year.
you just have to consider the fact that baseball is so up and down. You have injuries over the course of 162 games. The playoffs, they get heated. You're going to the other team's field. It's just, there's a lot of variables that go into baseball. In the NFL, a team like the Seahawks, who were the best team in the NFC this year, it's a lot easier for a team like that to go win a world championship. When you have the dynasties of like the New England Patriots, or the Steelers in the 70s, or the Cowboys for a little bit in the early 90s. Like those teams, you knew coming in the season they were going
Right.
to be a likely Super Bowl contender winner. It's a little easier, it's a little harder in baseball. Basketball is the same way. Like the best teams usually get to that stage.
Yeah, because it's not just one game. You got to win a series. So yeah, the football can't be the answer because it's just one game. Anything could happen. I mean, the Seahawks were probably the best team this year. Maybe the Rams were. And think about the Seahawks, like if they don't have that crazy 2-point conversion thing happen in the game against LA, they don't host any playoff games. They're on the road. I mean, they probably aren't going to go. So, yeah, I
That
agree.
division was nuts.
Oh, yeah. Baseball's probably the answer. Steve Keaton doesn't have a question for us. Just revolutionary technology in Hattiesburg. This is a robot vacuum that will instantly clear 50 square meters. It's foot activated, he says. Reasonable offers only. That's hilarious that that's on Facebook Marketplace, if that's real. If that's real, I'm going to put that
It
caveat out
looks
there.
fake.
It looks fake, but it'd
But
be
still, it's
funny.
funny.
It'd be funny if it was.
It's not the please don't buy this.
Yeah, I agree. Robbie Falk in news first reported by Brian Hayes. Oh, well, thank you. Okay. Was that hard to do? Was it hard to give me credit for that?
No, not at all. I had no problem giving people credit for
Thank you.
things that they report.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
I read the article too, and I got credit in there as well. So
Yes,
I was
that's how
very,
it
very
works.
pleased. Very pleased. Kiva's right. With CM Punk and Roman Reigns most likely main eventing WrestleMania for the World Heavyweight Championship, who do you guys think will face Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship? I think they're just going to run Cody back, and it's just boring. I just don't care.
Yeah, and they already kind of understood that's
I
what's going to
think so.
happen.
He's going to win
The
Elimination Chamber and.
card right now is not good. The card for WrestleMania.
I saw somebody comparing it to the 2000 Starrcade car. I was like, "Oh God,
And I mean, it's
no!"
just like you're paying more money than ever to go to WrestleMania this year. The average ticket price is over $680. So you're paying more money than ever by twice as much than the previous average ticket price high. And this is what you're getting in return.
Yeah, it's rough. I went and looked. to sit on the worst seat that's still available was $800. And I'm just like, I mean, talking about like, you're a mile away from the ring. I'm just like, I can't imagine. I always wanted to go to a WrestleMania one time. I know you've been a couple times.
I'm gonna throw.
I'll never go though. I if they're going to continue to price the tickets this way, that's just a dream I won't get to realize. It sucks, but it is what it is.
I think at some point, like, doesn't it have to crash out at some point?
You would
Like,
think, but I mean, you say
I mean, they
that.
keep selling out.
They keep
That's the
selling
problem.
out, and the other side of it is that they make so much money off these TV deals. Do they're kind of like college sports, right? Like, do they really care about the attendance when it's, they're getting $20 billion a year for TV? I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Matt McCann has our. Well, I got a lot of mentions today, so we're just gonna have to work our way through it. Matt McCann with his mascot challenge. States that aren't a state edition. Name these teams from universities with state in their name, but they're not states. Appalachian State.
The
That is correct.
Mountaineers.
Cleveland State.
I've always wanted to go up there and experience a game.
I hear it's awesome, yeah. All right, Cleveland State.
Like the Vikings or
That is
something like that.
correct. That is
Vikings.
correct. All right, Portland State.
I think they are also the Vikings.
You are once again correct. You are correct. San Diego State, or as the Germans pronounced it, San Diego.
Santiago,
Yes.
the Aztecs.
That is correct. San Jose State.
They're like blue and
You're
yellows.
correct.
There's some kind of like warrior too.
You're right. You're right. The most famous warriors, maybe.
Spartans.
That's right. That's right. And last but not least, Wichita State.
The Shockers.
That's right. That's it. So I was wondering if you're going to throw it off. Good job. All right. Good job.
Taking me back to my junior high days.
There you go. Let's see here. Broken
We all
Fairchild.
wanted the Wichita State hat. You know, they had the hats, and so like one of them
Yes.
said like the woodpeckers, and it said, we all wanted the Shocker hat.
The Shocker hat was one. The one I wanted was Slippery Rock because it said The Rock on it.
Oh yeah, those are awesome too.
That was a great one, yeah.
I just like State's hat. It just said State on it.
Everybody had the state hat and then the one with the circle that
Yeah,
this was by
Mississippi State University.
the game was the company that put those out. Everybody had those
Yep. Well, those hats are back.
hats. Oh yeah, they're big time back. I had a maroon one that said state, and I had a white one that was the circle back in the day.
Yes.
All right. Rogan Fairchild, if you were embarking on your hardest physical ever endeavor ever tomorrow, what movie would you watch tonight to get pumped up? Rocky IV?
That's a good one. Gladiator's a good one.
Gladiator's a good one. Bloodsport?
Bloodsport's a really good one.
Okay, USA.
300.
300 would be a good choice. We've got 200 300 references in this podcast. Yeah, those are all good choices. Also from Brogan, what is your favorite Robert Duvall movie? I mean, it's just got to be. If here's the problem, is The Godfather a
Yeah,
Robert Duvall
that's what I
movie?
was gonna say. I mean, if we're counting him for that, which he's like kind of a supporting
He's
guy.
yeah, but he's a huge character, so I say
Yeah,
that.
I mean, it's probably The Godfather.
Yeah, but I
Lonesome
mean.
Dove.
I love Days of Thunder. That's a one of
Days
my
of
favorite
Thunder, he was
movies.
good in that. Was something from guys that I thought he was funny in Four Christmases.
Okay. I haven't seen
He
Four
was Vince
Christmases.
Vaughn's dad, I
Okay.
think, in Four Christmases. He's really funny in that.
There you go. It's the God the Godfather and the
It's
Godfather
got to
2.
be Godfather.
Godfather and Godfather 2. One
He
you
was a
can't.
big role in that.
Oh, huge. Huge. Yeah. All right, Matthew Anthony asks us, what's a few catchy wrestling theme songs which would work well as baseball walkout songs? Almost any of them.
Vince McMahon, No Chance in Hell, if you're like a
If you're a
pitcher or
closer,
something.
yeah.
Yeah.
Jamie Rock used The Rock Says back in the day. Austin's would be another good one for a closer. You hear the glass break and the guy comes out, that would be fantastic.
DX
Yes.
theme.
Time to Play the Game would be a really good one. Trying to think of like some more recent ones. Could you do Cody Rhodes? Could you do Kingdom? Would that be one? You could do that. The Undertaker would be another good closer one. Closers would have the best options here. So. If your last name was Kane, you could do
Yeah,
that.
Kane would be awesome.
That'd be
That'd be
awesome.
sick. The
Yeah, Leah.
organ.
What was the name of the band that did the rock version of that?
Finger 11.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
I
So yeah.
saw them in concert. They
So did
opened for
I. We
Creed.
were there.
I forgot you were there too. And
Yes.
I could not have been like
Less enthused.
less than the, like I knew a couple of their, like they had the Paralyzer song that I
Yeah.
liked, but I don't think they played the Kane
They
theme.
should have. If they had played
Yeah.
that would have gotten a pop, I think.
Slow Burn or something,
Yeah,
was it
Slow Burn.
called?
That's right. That's right. I have it saved. We'll play it. We'll play it today.
I liked the I love when they came out with that album where they did the alternative songs to
Yes,
like theme songs,
Glass
like,
Shatters and all
and
that.
that that was Stone Cold's was Disturbed,
Yeah.
and then you had Kid Rock did Undertaker's, I
Yeah.
think,
It Run
and
DMC
then
that did DX's.
that's right. Crispin Wise was one of my favorite though, and I don't want to go down that road, but his song was awesome.
This song's awesome, yeah. Our Lady Peace. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Not what you would think of with Our Lady Peace.
No, but yeah, that song is kind of different for them.
Yeah.
What matches would you be interested in seeing for WrestleMania? I like Reigns Punk. I won't lie. And I like the way they set that up. Like, I don't like you, you went away. You know,
Yeah,
kind of
I
some,
think that'll be a good match.
yeah. But with McIntyre, I don't want Cody. I want something else. But I don't know who they would put there because they don't have a ton of faces available.
Well, I mean, the best thing would be like somebody fights McIntyre at Elimination Chamber and gets the
Gets the
title.
title off of him, yeah.
Yeah.
Is Kevin Owens
That
ready to come back yet?
probably close.
Could you get him in there? If it's gonna be McIntyre, Kevin Owens versus McIntyre would be good.
I mean, I'm still waiting for Chris Jericho. Like, I feel like at some point he's about to pop in.
Yeah, he's gonna pop in.
I
I don't
still
know.
think that he could be the masked guy, but it doesn't really look like him.
Yeah, that would be something if he was the masked guy.
I still think
They're
that's a
trying to make us think
possibility.
it's Rollins. It's not going to be Rollins. If it
Well, if
is
you look at the
Rollins, that's a
body
huge
type,
swerve.
you look at the body type, it's not Rollins.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. Like, he's a masked guy, so they could say like, "Oh, it was Rollins." You know, all they got to do is the last day he takes off the mask, it's Rollins. So I don't know.
Right.
Let's see here. Tim Lang, several SEC schools are investing heavily in baseball. How can states stay the best baseball experience stadium? I think some of the mystique is having all the attendance records and maintaining capacity to stay there. I mean, they just got to keep winning baseball games. Like that's what makes a great experience is you come in there and the team is good. You know, the stadium stuff takes care of itself, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it doing what it is right now is a pretty good job, and you know, I think eventually we'll probably see some more stuff added over there. I know that's to the chagrin of some people, but it's more revenue possibilities too.
For sure.
And by the way, I don't know if you've seen Sam Sklar's reports, the state
I
actually made
did.
money from an athletic department standpoint last year, which a lot of people are not. So they're finding ways to produce revenue. Also, he reported on there, I don't know how accurate it is. I imagine pretty accurate. They're not giving money back to the university anymore. This is the
Yeah, I
final
saw
year that
that.
they're
Yeah.
doing that.
Yeah.
So, good news.
There you go. Where are we here? Steve Clark asks us, in a cage death match, what's the largest animal you could take in one-on-one hand-on-hand combat, no weapons? It's the largest animal. I mean, you gotta think about it, like a big dog, a vicious big dog could get you.
What about could you take out a kangaroo?
I don't know, those things are they are rough. They're
They like
big
to
too.
fight.
They love to fight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's something that's just like it's a big animal, but it's just kind of a wuss?
A female deer? A doe? I don't
I don't know. Those things are
know.
crazy. Like with that, like
Coming
they might
at you
just
with a.
start running around and ramming you or something. I
That's the
mean.
thing. Like you can't have a male deer because the antlers will get you.
Yeah.
So maybe like could I get a ram? I don't know. Like their horns can't gore you, so I don't know. But it would hurt. It would hurt a lot. I mean, the real answer might just be like a raccoon. Even that thing's going to mess you up. Animals are not to be trifled with. Don't mess with them, folks. I will do one more here, then we'll go to the break. Dalton Lee, happy Chinese New Year. Make sure to get some good food. That food looks fantastic. I just want to say, I don't. If this is from your house, great. I mean, it may just be like a stock photo, but I'd eat all this food. It looks really good. This past weekend, I went to spend time with my family and went to a Pee Wee basketball game, and it was something. Is Pee Wee basketball the worst sport to spectate as a parent? So my daughter, my youngest daughter, did basketball 1 year. And she was on a team, Robbie, with three players who were taller than everybody else in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them could actually play basketball. Like, even at, I think she was eight, she could pull up, dribble. She could go between the legs. She could go behind her back. She could get to the rim. It was crazy, like, watching her play. And they dominated that year. They didn't lose. The only game that was close was the championship game. So that was tough for two reasons. One, like the regular season, like the other, they would win games like 20-2. And like the other team would not score. And I was just like, this is the most boring thing. But then the championship game, which was close, Robbie, I've been to hundreds of Mississippi State sporting events, right? I played sports in high school. I've never been so worked up, like, please win, as I was in that game. It was crazy. So, yes, Pee Wee basketballs is not fun. Because nobody can shoot. It's just follow the ball. It's a bunch of fouls. Everybody's traveling. Nobody's dribbling the basketball. It's awful to watch.
It's very awful to watch, yes. Yeah. We haven't gotten into basketball yet. I don't know if my daughter really cares much about it.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. Just one of those things, like I said, if she likes it, it's gonna be something. All right. Let's go into the break here. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. In the heart of the Cotton District, and the older brother also right there in the Cotton District. Two fantastic places to grab lunch or dinner anytime you're in Starkville. Two Brothers, just a legendary place at this point. Everybody knows about Two Brothers. When they come from around the SEC, when people come to town, they know Two Brothers is going to be a spot they are going to stop at. And with good reason. It's because the food there is awesome. And if you want to enjoy some great food, you can do it at Two Brothers. And if you want to enjoy the best wings in the game, you can do it at Duty Noble Field because they're selling them there. Two Brothers Smoked Wings, available at Duty Noble Field. I had some this weekend. The quality is there. It is just like getting them at the restaurant. So if you want to enjoy some great wings, the best in town, it's Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the Cotton District or at Duty Noble. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
Okay.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, guess what? Same people, same number. They know you. You know them. And they're going to get you taken care of a lot of times the same day because they're in Mississippi just like you. The number is 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Scruggs Farm, we'll go ahead and do it. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, Maroon Company can be fourth today. It'll be all right. Spring,
you really throwing here. Things off here.
I just started, and I'm just gonna go. So yesterday when I left work, it's like 6:03. Looking outside, I can still see a little hint of sunlight. Spring is just around the corner, guys. Get ready, get prepared, and get some John Deere green in your lawn this year at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Great financing available, as low as 0%, sometimes up to 60, 70 months on John Deere compact tractors, on John Deere commercial mowers, on John Deere gators. Check it out at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They say they have what you want for less. They mean it at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Maroon & Co. is the place to go when you're looking for Mississippi State gear here in Starkville, a selection that nobody else has. All right? Everywhere else you go, it's like, all right, there's the M over S maroon polo, there's the M over S white polo, and we're done. Not at Maroon & Co., an incredible selection of Mississippi State gear, stuff you cannot find anywhere else. It's all right there for you at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. You can do that in-store or online at maroonandco.com. Whatever you want to get Mississippi State, they've got it. Check them out at Maroon & Co. Good Hope Land and Timber. I've been saying it for weeks. Experts in their field, experts in your field. If you need advice on how to make your land more sustainable and more profitable, Good Hope Land and Timber is here for you. And if you're looking to buy or sell land right now, guys, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to provide expert service, expert advice, and friendly people that you're just, you know, you're making a major purchase, right? You certainly don't want to deal with people you don't like. Not going to have that problem at Good Hope Land and Timber. Years of experience, years of serving this state. They know it better than anybody else. If you are looking to buy or sell land right now, the place to know, the name to know, is Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, let's jump back in. Papa Crawdad just has kind of a plan for us. He says, if I'm Brian O'Connor, my plan for Jack Bauer is a few innings during midweek games for the first month. Conference play starts. He's throwing a few innings out of the bullpen on weekends. After midseason, he's starting, but no more than five innings. Thoughts? I think Bauer is best served as a reliever, though. When you've got that kind of velocity, I don't want him trying to work it for five innings and try to keep the pitch count down. I want him out there like, that's why Landon Sims was better as a reliever, I think, because he was just like, I can just let it go for 20 pitches here. So
yeah, I don't want Bauer starting.
Yeah, I mean, the best case scenario is Bauer is your closer for the next 2 years.
We've tried to do this, but everything we've tried to prepare people for and try to calm people down, like
we failed.
Just completely run through a wall about it. Yeah. We've got to slow down on Jack Bauer hype right now. I understand everybody wants to see him. He throws over 100 miles an hour. Totally get it. I know. And it was only made worse by some of these publications naming him like freshman of the year and all that.
I'm so shocked to see that.
Yeah, we've got to take a step back with him and understand it's not going to all click right away for him. And it might not click this year. He might not be a major part of Mississippi State's plans. That doesn't mean that he's going to be bad, that he's a bust, whatever.
Right.
It just – the guy's been overpowering people with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's not going to be that easy on this level. So I think we'll see him this week probably. I think he'll pitch some.
I would imagine he's pitching against Alcorn for sure.
Yeah, you would think. He might pitch against Troy. I don't know. And we need to see him. He needs to get out there and play some. But I don't think that it's fair just yet to just like throw him into the mix, into a major part of the bullpen just yet, or starting, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's going to take a little time. We'll see what he's got. Hopefully we'll see him this week. He can knock off some rust and see what he looks like. But just temper your expectations a little bit on this guy, because
Agreed.
He's got a ton of potential, but this is a different level.
Agreed. All right, Brick Thomas. Ace Reese ripped a foul ball into the right field berm in the seventh inning on Friday, so obviously I stuck out my hand, tried to catch it barehanded. I did not catch it, and my hand went numb for a second. Why do we make dumb split-second decisions? First off, Ace Reese was trying to kill people this past week. He shot one into the press box. I was like, I can't believe somebody didn't take that in the face. As far as your decision, it's just an instinct. It's a baseball, right? So your thought is, oh, I'll catch that. You don't realize it's coming in at 125 miles per hour, and you got no glove. You just think it's a baseball, I'll catch it. So don't feel bad. You're not dumb. It's just an instinct thing. Like, you see baseball, you're like, oh, I'll catch that.
Yeah, everybody does that.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Except for the people that just run away when the ball starts coming their way.
Yeah, those people I have a problem with. Yeah, get your hand up. Davis Holiday wants me to rank these people mad at you. Chris Lemonis answering SEC win questions, Ole Miss burners, state burners, cotton farmers, people whose ESPN app isn't working. All of those people hate you.
Might be evenly.
Yeah, it's really close. I'm going to go Ole Miss burners one. I'm going to go state burners two. I'm going to go Lemonis three. People whose ESPN app isn't working, they don't hate you. They hate that situation.
Right.
So the last one, cotton farmers, it's just that one guy. It's not cotton farmers. It's just OA Cleveland. So
he got mad at me for promoting a company that doesn't use cotton.
Correct.
Well, I wear cotton almost every day. I mean, I'm keeping them in business. So I have nothing against cotton. Somehow that turned into
you hate cotton.
Me, the polyester connoisseur against the cotton
prince
farmer.
Of polyester.
I mean, I don't understand how that happened, but
the dry
stuff like
fit
that happens all the time.
King.
Like, these people, especially the older ones, will yell at me online.
They will.
For No one none on for an
Why
unknown
I
reason.
why I check your mentions twice a week. Check your replies just so I
And
can
then
see
we
what's
have the
happening.
state burners who'll come in there and be like, you're wrong all the time. And I look and there's a follow thing listed on their thing. Why are you following me? What's the purpose of following me if you think I'm wrong about everything?
So they can call you out, obviously. Yeah. Ole Miss burners, though, is number one. They hate you.
Probably. Well, some of them do, some of them don't.
Man.
I don't know. I've muted half of them.
Colby Hawkins wants coffee is for closers for baseball in the Monday pods. Eh. I don't follow the national college baseball enough to do it. I think it's best served just in football.
Yeah.
We'll see. Richard Harbison, if you could have lunch with any three current or former Bulldogs, who would they be? Oh, man. Let's put Matt Caldwell on there just because he likes to eat. He and I,
Yes.
we'll have a good meal. I mean, obviously, Dak feels like an easy choice. Like, just to hang out with Dak would be cool. And then, you know what? I'll say Anrielle Howard because I would love to ask her about, the wrestling business and all that. So. That's my three.
There you go.
What do you got? You want to get your own?
I'd love to sit down and talk with Dak just about the last time that we had a conversation, which is probably like just me and him talking, which is probably like 2015, middle of 2015, from that point to now.
Yeah.
How much has your life changed? I mean, obviously you were getting big in 2014, 2015, but this is a different level.
Right.
You're just Dak.
Right.
You're like, you say Kobe, you say LeBron, you say Dak. Like Dak has become a one name guy
One name
now.
guy. Yeah.
That's a big deal. So I'd love to know, a little bit of that. I guess we're gonna go with people that are alive. I mean, is
Yeah.
an actual possibility. Who'd be another good one? I would love, as a kid, I grew up loving JJ Johnson. I would love to sit down and talk to him.
Yeah. Mullen.
Yeah. He'd be fun to go to lunch
It'd be
with.
fun, yeah. I'll pick up
Yeah.
the tab, no problem.
There you go.
All right. What's a TV show you can rewatch over and over again? I think you and I have the same answer for this one.
Sopranos.
Sopranos, yeah. 100%.
Sopranos and Breaking Bad.
What TV show do you wish they would remake or reboot? I got a maybe a controversial issue. I wish they would bring back Game of Thrones and start and let George R. R. Martin tell the story instead of just trying to make up what they did and ruining it.
Well, he's got to finish these
I
books.
hate, yeah, he's never going to finish. He's too old. He's never going to finish.
I mean, it's really unbelievable. I was thinking about the other day with this. I guess you haven't seen Knight of the Seven Kingdoms,
I
have
have
you?
not. I need to check that out.
It is the best season of a Game of Thrones show they've done since probably like season five or
Yeah.
six of Game of Thrones. It's better than anything House of Dragons done. I like House of Dragon, actually. But the fact that he has mapped out this entire world where there's lineage, there's like the guy, the character Egg is King Aegon of Targaryen,
Right.
and I don't think that's a spoiler. It's pretty much out there now, but his great granddaughter is Daenerys,
Right.
and so his son is the Mad King. Like
Right.
there's a lineage there.
Yeah.
What was the guy, the was it Aemon,
Aemon was the maester
at
at
the
Castle Black. Yeah.
that's his brother.
Right.
So it's like he's mapped out this entire family legacy for all these different families, the Targaryens, the Baratheons, the Lannisters. Like there is an entire world, an entire
It's like The Hobbit.
kingdoms.
It's like Lord of the Rings, where there's so much detail.
Yeah. I mean, and it's awesome, but at this point, somebody's got to take up the slack
Yeah, I don't
here
know who
and
that's
keep
gonna
it,
be, but
because there's so many things they can do with it, but
yeah.
it's not good unless it's the stuff that he did.
Right.
When
Correct.
they start inserting like their mind into this
Yeah.
stuff, it's not the same.
Agreed. All right, Jay in Baltimore. I'm not hitting the panic button, but rank these surprises from the big weekend. Only one home run, no Tyler Pitzer appearance, only one player with two multi-hit games, out hit by Hofstra 23-21, a chore hit scores the first 11 points. That's number one.
That was a little wild.
Yeah. Number two is probably the out hit. I'm surprised that Hofstra had more hits than Mississippi State.
Yeah, coming in, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. No Pitzer appearance is probably three, considering how much, but you know, we'll see how that goes. And then I'll go only one home run, four, because you never know. The wind could be blowing in. Mm-hmm. And only one player with two multi-hit games is five. That's how I'm going.
Okay.
All right.
I think I'm in agreement, I think.
Very good. Ryan asks us, which Girl Scout cookies are overrated and which one is the best? The best one for me is Tagalongs. I am a Tagalongs man. I want that
chocolate and peanut butter.
It's just best in every combination.
Yep.
I may be controversial here. I don't like Thin Mints. I don't like chocolate. Okay. Well, good. I don't like chocolate and mint. I don't like mint mm-hmm. chocolate chip ice cream. Mm-hmm. I don't really like York peppermint patties. I don't like those things.
My oldest sister is a huge mint chocolate person.
Yeah.
Like, that's the ice cream she gets. She loves the junior mints. She's the only person I've ever seen eat junior mints.
No.
I do not like the mint. I'm not a huge Samoa fan.
They're okay. They're fine.
I don't like the, it's like coconut and stuff. Like, I don't like coconut.
There's a new one out now that's like a brownie cookie with a
salted. Yeah, I saw that.
They're pretty good.
I got two boxes at Kroger the other day. Okay. I got Tagalongs, and then Becky likes the Samoas.
Are they selling them out at Kroger right now?
They were out front Kroger on Sunday.
I may have to go get some Tagalongs.
Before I came and recorded on Sunday, that's where I was.
Oh, nice. If I had known that, I'd been like, hey, pick me up a couple boxes.
Yeah, I should have told you, but I didn't know.
That's all right. All right. Paul Barrett asked us, there has been the occasional cowbell at the Winter Olympics this year, but they're kind of sad and wimpy. What can we, as the recognized experts in cowbells, do to help our friends from colder climates? I mean, I imagine ringing a bell in the cold is like that. It's probably not pleasant. So you just got to do the best you can, I guess.
There's enough Eastern Europeans there that they probably bother them at all.
We need to get the Serbians in on the cowbells. That'd be a great, great thing.
We'll have to get Stefan to spread the word.
He will do it, yeah.
To his people.
What's your take on the double touching scandal that has rocked the sport of curling? Should the Canadians still be allowed to compete? They're cheaters, blatant cheaters, the Canadians. They've been trying for years to say, oh, Canadians are so nice. They're just nice people. Cheaters! A culture of cheating, morally bankrupt. They're the old mess of nations.
Yes.
All right. Playing off a recent pod, would you ever make cross-sport trades? Would you trade Kelly Jones for all five starters from last year's national championship basketball team, men's or women's? If yes, what's the lowest you'd go in basketball? So if you're talking who won the national title last year, it was Florida, right? Yes. I could get all five players for Florida from last year on this year's basketball team at the beginning of the season, and I know I'm going to win the national title. Yeah, I might trade Kelly Jones for that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, careful.
Huh?
You don't be talking about these trades.
Now they're trading them for other teams' basketball players. Yeah. Would you trade Kelly Jones for Vic Schaefer? I mean, I don't know, man. I like Vic. Don't get me wrong. I think I might keep Kelly Jones on that one. But
here's the thing about that.
I love to have the press conferences, though.
A lot of people are going to disagree, but like Kelly's only here for one more year.
That's true.
Vic is going to be here for a while. And if you can compete for titles.
Yeah. The entire Oklahoma gymnastics program, including coaches, athletes, and any movable equipment. Is that the top program? Oklahoma? I don't know. I'm keeping Kelly Jones. I'm just not that into gymnastics. I can't be.
Is Oklahoma really good? I don't know. I don't keep up with the gymnastics.
I just don't know. So, yeah, we'll just go with that. All right. Trotter Flynn asks, how far north of I-10 can you decorate your house for Mardi Gras in Mississippi and not have to explain yourself to your neighbors? I got a friend that does it in Tupelo. Our friend Alex, she is a big Mardi Gras. She grew up on the coast, but she's got Mardi Gras decorations out on her house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, people in Mississippi know what Mardi Gras is. You're not going to have a problem, I don't think.
No, it's pretty much well. I mean, you can go around Starkville now and you can see people with beads and the purple and green and.
Yeah. Jeremy Martin says, I didn't get to see every pitch this weekend, but what I did see, I thought Fry was good at second. Your thoughts? Yeah. I mean, he had the one play in the first game where he nearly took Ryder Woodson out. But other than that, he was fine.
Yeah, I mean, if he can just perform okay there and not be a liability,
Yeah.
then that's the spot for him. Now, if he's going to make mistakes over there and it's going to cost you, then you're going to have to do something else.
Right.
But
So far, so
he had
good.
a mistake in the first inning. He was like he was ranging over across the bag at second, while Ryder Woodson was ranging to that bag, and
Right.
they collided.
Yeah.
And that was ended up being a base hit. Other than that,
He's
I
fine.
don't remember him having a single mistake.
Yeah. Austin Welch, would you rather rank these in order of preference? Every player that was drafted or an undrafted free agent in 2015 comes back for Dax last year. So that 2015 team, Bernard McKinney still there. Will Redmond is still there. Chris Jones. No, Chris Jones was still there anyway. He was on the 2015 team anyway. Who's back for offense? I guess, like, because here's the problem. Like, Dylan Day was out of eligibility, so you're not getting him back. You're not getting Beckwith back. Josh Robinson would have been back.
In
So
15.
that's one option. Number two, Dan stays in 2018. Or three, last year State beats Tennessee, Texas, Ole Miss, and wins whatever bowl game they go to. Number three is an easy choice. Okay? For a number of reasons. One, that's a 9-win Mississippi State team all of a sudden. They're 9-4.
Beat Ole Miss.
You knocked Ole Miss out of the playoff.
And you're probably a top 15 team,
You're a top
close to a
15
top
team,
15 team.
and you knocked Ole Miss out of the playoff in Lane Kiffin's last ever game there. Where do I sign? Cut my hand. I'll
We
sign
already
even
know
more.
like life after Dan, so we've
Yeah.
already accepted that
I'll
he's
keep
gone.
Dan is two. The 2015 thing, I it's probably three.
I don't think there's enough there to
Yeah.
make a big
It's not
difference.
like they it's not like, you know, they had
I
a first
mean,
rounder
Josh
coming.
Robinson, that would have made a
Would have
big
helped.
difference.
Would have helped, no doubt. But last year, going 9-4, beating Ole Miss, keeping them out of the playoff, incredible. That's an easy choice. Now we're getting into the mentions of mine today. All right, here we go. Hunter Boland. This is actually not a question. My parents went to opening day, and I knew one of them would ask about Noah Sullivan at not playing game one. As soon as the first pitch was thrown, my dad called and asked. I told him to listen to you guys for details and hung up the phone. Thank you, Hunter.
Very good.
Do you have an old person in your life that loves Mississippi State sports, but they don't know what's going on? Thunder and Lightning is here for you. Of course, I am
What's
one of them.
funny is like we said, hey, don't tweet about us, tweet at
It
us
became,
about
yeah,
this. And
the other
people
thing.
just did the opposite and did it on purpose to piss us off.
Yes.
So I didn't see really anybody ask us about Noah Sullivan.
Yeah, it was all like, oh, what's going on here? Kind of stuff. So that's fine. That's fine. W. Luke Reinwald asked us, I was an athletic trainer throughout high school and 2 years of college, football, men's and women's basketball, baseball, and softball. The worst injury I saw from the sideline was in a high school soccer match. What's the worst injury you have seen live and in person? Oh, man.
Nick Fitzgerald.
That's it. That's the answer. Yeah, you got it. You got it.
I remember when he rolled over
Yeah, you could see his
and I
foot.
saw the foot, I said, ball game. First thing I said was ball game.
Yeah.
It's sad that's the first thing I thought, but I mean that.
I saw it and I was like, that's Fitzgerald. And then I turned and looked at and they replayed it on the Jumbotron. I was like, oh no. And it was like, that's foot not supposed to go that way.
Tough.
Do we have anything else here? Let me see here. Last question of the day. All right, that'll work. All right, tomorrow's show, we'll talk some baseball, maybe a little football. We'll figure that out. Also, later in the week, we are scheduled to talk with former MSU Diamond Dog, former SEC Pitcher of the Year, former first-round draft choice, and now the newest member of the Ron Polk Ring of Honor, Chris Stratton, will join the show a little
All
later this
right.
week. So that's going to be exciting. Talk to you guys tomorrow for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.